have Andy Lin, who's going to be presenting on a MicroLite switch mount for Bluetooth headset and the switch adapted Wii remote.
All right, again, my name is Andy Lin. I'm from the Center for Applied Rehab Technology at Rancho Los Amigos National Rehab Center, and I'm the technology specialist there. And what I'm going to present today are two really simple adaptations, hardware adaptations. And so really quickly, the first thing I'm going to show you is a custom MicroLite switch mount for a Bluetooth headset. Just briefly about the client. The client uses a Plantronics Bluetooth headset for his cell phone use. And he uses a head mouse with on-screen keyboard and word prediction for computer access. He selects with a MicroLite switch at the chin. And I was brought in after the access eval was done by ROT at the time, Doug. Basically, the Plantronics Bluetooth headset, you can see it on the right there, is over the ear style, over the head style. And at the time, I also constructed a MicroLite switch mount with a headband. And it was like a polka dot headband that a lot of young girls back in the day used. All right. So. At the time, he was okay with that. He said, okay, as long as it works, eventually I painted it black. But anyways, so he had this headband, and he selected targets with the head mouse when he's using the head mouse with the switch at the chin. So he's wearing both the Bluetooth headset and the headband. So as usual, I went to the old reliable LockLine. And how many of you have used LockLine before? All right. LockLine is a really great material. It's been around, you know, for, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, maybe even years. I may be stretching that. But basically, it's a really modular, flexible material, flexible in being able to construct different things with it. And it's used in machine shops. If you've ever been to a machine shop, you can often see the LockLine being attached to the machine and brought in to deliver fluid to it to lubricate the machinery. So I used that, the LockLine, and also created a custom Delrin end connector to attach the MicroLite switch. So the end result was this. You can see the LockLine that's attached to the band of the Plantronics headset, and there's a black Delrin connector at the end of the LockLine that the MicroLite switch is attached to. And I'm sure many of you, if you've used MicroLite switches, know that there's not much out there in terms of mounting it. There's something that Tash/AbleNet sells, but it's really not that easy to work with. You have to use their mounting components. So that is the custom headset with LockLine. Any questions about that? Yes?
How did he activate
with his chin. Yeah, with the chin. Right. Any other questions? If you have if you're curious about LockLine, you can just go to lockline.com. You can find info on that building component. Next, I'm going to talk about a switch-adapted Wii remote. And how many of you have used the Wii before? Let's say just that have used it before, have used the Wii. All right, have used it with a client or patient. Okay. At Rancho, the past year or year and a half or so, we've been using the Weave for different therapy. The OTs and the recreational therapists have been using it. And one of the common problems is with activating buttons or timing the activation of the buttons. And some of you may have that problem already, all right? But as you know, with certain games like bowling, you have to swing your arm and then let go of the button, all right? The trigger, okay? So because that was a problem, I thought, well, why don't we just switch adapt it? That's a common answer to a lot of questions, all right? Switch adapting something. So so I wasn't sure exactly at the time if that was possible, but I figured that pretty much anything is possible with some solder and some wires. At the time, there were not commercially available switch-adapted Wii remotes. Right now, there's a couple of vendors that do sell switch-adapted remotes, and they're about $300, $400. And considering that the Wii remote is only about $40, you're talking about a 10 times markup, okay? So the first thing I did is, of course, go to Google and look up Wii and switch adaption, and I didn't come up with much at the time. Scouring through different websites, I came across this hardcore gamer that wanted to use his AK-47, actual AK-47, and put a Wii remote in it, and so he could use the trigger for a game on the Wii. Okay, so all right. So if you look up AK-47 and Wii, you're going to come to that site right away. All right, but it's a very useful site. All right. So he was able to show the schematics of the Wii circuit board. Okay, and then from that, I was able to derive where to put the wires for the switch. Okay, one of the things you need to have is a tri-wing screwdriver, and it's not too common. I had to look at a few electronics stores, but to get the right size, for some reason Nintendo chose to do that. All right, of course you need wires, and you need 1/8-inch mono jacks. Okay, and you need solder and a hot soldering iron. All right, so this is the Wii remote expanded. And you see that there's really not much there, okay? But you have to be careful, okay? If you open it up and you start soldering wires, you can avoid the warranty, obviously. So that's one thing to consider. So if you're not comfortable, just be sure that you find someone that is comfortable. And of course, there are accelerometers inside. And if any of you have experience, those accelerometers are pretty sensitive. So actually, one of the patients that we were working with accidentally let go of it and threw it against a wall. And for some reason, the direction of the Wii remote had changed. So when you go up, it started going down. So just a side note, since I have time, I looked through the different Nintendo forums to find what is the solution. You know, do I have to send it back to Nintendo? And one of the techs for Nintendo said, just go like that, all right? Just hit it against your palm. And I was like, really? So I did that, and it worked, all right? So it's similar to if a remote isn't working, you hit the remote again. So to keep that in mind, that was a free tip, okay? All right, so you see that the what I did was I switch adapted the A and B buttons, okay? So let me see. The A button is the round button on the top of the Wii remote. The B button is the trigger. And with those two buttons, you can do a lot of the games. And so at the time, I just decided to use those two buttons. And just for spacing, I drilled a couple holes on each side, so that the wires could easily come out of the Wii shell. and that is the final product. Any questions?
Did you have a hard time finding a place that you could put your plug, your jack? Or your jacks were external and just wires coming out?
They were just external, right. It's really a tight space, so the easiest thing is just to make them external. Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Ray has a question.
Yes, Ray.
I have a question getting back to the first one. So that switch was to modify the Bluetooth headset?
No. That switch was connected to the head mouse. So, yeah, it was not related. Right. All right. Thank you.